Hello and welcome back to another episode of Only a Bag, a travel podcast. I almost forgot what it was there for a second. I've never said before an intro. My name's Nathaniel Mellor.
And I'm Darcy Melton.
It's Darcy Melton. We rehearsed that perfectly, I think. The last one was better.
We nailed it, yeah.
So you're either hearing this just after the last one, in which case, welcome back. We're recording this just after the last one. Or you're hearing it a whole new day, in which case...
Welcome.
Also welcome. And we're going to move right along. In the last episode, we talked about like kind of the do's and don'ts, the first things you should consider before you leave, I guess, right? Before money, right? Finance.
We all understand
it. How to not spend money.
So we talked about what, you know, how to exchange money. We talked briefly about ATMs. We're going to talk about more of that in this episode.
I think we just, basic little currency conversion. Mm-hmm. I mean, I say the do's and don'ts, but it was like, don't bring a bunch of old currency. Do tell your bank that you're going to be traveling.
Exactly.
And so before we get started, we said at the end of that last episode, and we're going to say at the beginning of this one.
Yes.
We are not financial advisors or financial consultants or in any way in the field of finance. Mm-hmm. We spend money. That's about the extent of our relationship with finances.
This is the information that we tell people when they come visit or when they tell us that they're going to go take a European trip or, you know, ask for any advice like that. This is just the stuff that we've learned since we first started traveling.
Yeah. And it's a lot of it is, if I may, too, it's we at the beginning were very big on like budget traveling. Because we had to be. Mm-hmm. And so we're still a little bit on the budget traveling because we're not like spending thousands of dollars every week to go stay at Four Seasons. So a lot of this was just how do you travel as cheaply as possible? But also, if you can't like earn money from traveling, is there a way to reduce all the money you're spending? And one of the biggest ways we found out was, as we're going to talk about in this episode, having the right checking account, having the right debit card, basically, mm-hmm. how to not incur giant fees just to basically access your own money.
Right, exactly.
Which is something that drives me up a wall.
So the buzzwords that you're looking for when thinking about a checking account and debit card are ATM fees, meaning ATMs that don't belong to your bank.
Charging you a fee.
Yeah. Reimbursement fees for using other ATMs and foreign transaction fees.
Yeah. And I think, if I may, on the first one, actually, I just sort of incorrectly said the ATM's charging you a fee. What I meant was your bank charging you a fee for using an ATM outside of their network.
Right.
As well as the ATM charging you a fee. But that's something you can't really control. I mean, just some ATMs charge you a fee and some don't. We talked in the last one, the bank that is attached to the post office, the postomat, the ATM attached to the post office, won't charge you a fee typically. And that might be one of the very few.
Mm-hmm. Other regular banks and ATMs charge you a fee, which is where it comes in handy, looking to see if your debit card and checking account, if your bank reimburses those ATM fees.
Yeah. And I think, so you mentioned the three buzz terms, I think, instead of buzzwords.
Buzz phrases. So thinking about banks that don't have ATM fees, what are some of those banks?
That's a good question. I think there's like groups of banks better than specific banks is something to think about. Credit unions, typically, even smaller credit unions, won't charge ATM fees. Even for using out of network, they won't charge ATM fees, which again, doesn't mean you won't still get hit by a fee from that ATM, but they won't hit you with one, which is kind of nice. And then a lot of online banks like Ally and Axos and... There's like Aspiration. There's a handful of these online banks that don't charge ATM fees either because they don't have any
of their own ATMs.
They don't have brick and mortar, so they just basically partner in with other ATM networks, and then also just basically don't charge fees for anything for any of the ATMs. And then there is a couple of the more well-known banks, Chase. I think for some of their checking accounts, not for all of them, but they have like a couple of specific checking accounts that have no ATM fees. And then Charles Schwab, while it's mostly investment accounts, you can get a checking account once you've signed up for a brokerage account. And that is unlimited, basically no ATM fees, essentially. Mm-hmm. Again, partly because I don't know if they have any of their own ATMs. So again, it's sort of just you're using other people's ATMs, and mm-hmm. they're just like, we're not going to charge you a fee for doing that. So that's the first thing to look for.
Yeah. I think. And then the next one is reimbursal of fees that are charged by the ATM itself.
Well, yeah.
Themselves, the bank that owns the ATM. So the biggest places that reimburse those fees are Charles Schwab, TD Ameritrade, and Navy Federal Credit Union.
And Chase, I believe.
And Chase. Okay.
For the same accounts, if I may. Yeah, I think for the same accounts, they do the same. Like, if you're on their high-level accounts, they will reimburse you for those ATM fees.
Cool. And so some banks or credit unions have a limit on how much they will reimburse you.
Yeah.
I think, like, Navy Federal Credit Union has, like, 15
Ally, I think, is also $10 or $15
or something per month. So that's only, like, three times. I mean, it depends on how much the ATM charges you.
But even if they charge you $3, which is, say, which is fairly low, it's mm-hmm. five times a month you can take out mm-hmm. cash.
Which is not that many times. If you're taking a, you know, month-long trip, you can only take money out of the ATM five times. You're taking hundreds of dollars out at a time, I would imagine. But Charles Schwab is unlimited now, I believe, in how much they will reimburse you, which is awesome.
Yeah, I think we signed up because that's the one we use. And so if we sound really excited by Charles Schwab, it's because a couple years ago, we ended up switching over to them thinking like, mm-hmm. we're going to try it out and just see what happens. Not really thinking it would make much of a difference. And it really has.
It really has.
A huge difference.
Mm-hmm. And this is coming from people who I don't like banks. I don't like financial institutions. They are often not great.
This is coming from that post-2007 generation who's like, man, I remember when I was first making memories. I guess I was 13, so not really making memories, but I'm like...
But you were aware of financial problems by that point. Yeah, like the world's
disappearing because of banks. That's pretty sweet. Thanks, guys. Yeah, so I think we should probably add, like, a lot of these banks do have controversial histories.
Mm-hmm. But that being said, Charles Schwab really has saved us a lot of money, which sounds like I'm doing a bit, and we're sponsored by them. We definitely are not. But it really, they're between the fact that they don't charge fees for using other ATMs, and they don't, and they reimburse any ATM fees that ATM charges you. It just saved us money.
Genuinely. Yeah, no, I mean, I think part of it is because we, at the beginning, when we first moved here, first traveling around, because by the time we moved here, we had Charles Schwab. But just traveling around, we would do like the, you know, a couple hundred euros at a time. And no, it just kind of felt like always a little unsafe. Like just like, oh man, I have like 400 euros, 800 euros like stuffed away. But you know, I mean, like we have a backpack each or have a roller bag each, ideally as a backpack, hence the name Only a Bag. And for years, it was Only a Bag each. Each didn't fit as well, I think, in that title for the podcast. But no, I mean, like, you know, you lose the bag, you lose the money. Like, if someone mm-hmm. steals the bag, like, that's it. Like, even if you do a really good job of splitting it among, like, pockets and socks and, you know, back pocket, I don't know, other fun places to hide cash and your bag, you're still, like, if somebody takes the bag, they still take a lot of the money.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've kind of switched over that sort of, like, you know, you get $20 out whenever you need cash because there's no fees. It's just, I ask for 20 euros after the conversion rate. Or conversion fee, they give me my money. So it's nice to not have to add, because I think on a different episode that we ended up deleting, I talked about, I had this like that local bank, BB&T.
Yeah.
And the first time I ever went traveling in 2013, and they would basically, it was like they were charging me around $7 just for like using the card, whether at ATM or abroad in general. Yeah. And then sometimes if those ATMs were charging like 4 euros, and when the exchange rate was closer to $1.20 back then, I'm just like, wait a second.
You're spending the same amount of money that you're trying to take out.
And it was ridiculous. And I know, I mean, part of it too, I sort of considered it more. I didn't really think about it. And then it was until like a little too late, you know, I think. But that is something to be aware of, is just trying to access your money while traveling can lead to being less financially mm-hmm. supported.
I think it's something that people don't think about because it's not a top of mind thing. Like I definitely didn't think about it until I came home and was like, oh my gosh, where did all my money go? Oh, it was ATM fees. Great.
Yeah.
You know, that's not money I spent doing anything or having any experience, you know? So having a card that has no ATM fees and reimburses other fees is something that we suggest to everybody, because it seems like a kept secret somehow, you know?
Yeah. And I think actually something you touched on is like, where did all my money go? And that brings us to the third point perfectly and beautifully.
Thank you.
And that is that you're welcome. Foreign transaction fees.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be one of the biggest things we talk about in the next episode on credit cards. And in the description, we're going to have links to the credit cards that we use, the ones that we, I mean, not all the ones we use, but the ones that we like the most for traveling, the ones that have been the best, the ones that have saved us. They're all travel credit cards. One of them, though, will be a Chase card, Chase Freedom Unlimited, and it is the only one with a foreign transaction fee. And in the next episode, we'll talk about why we still recommend it. However, the reason I wanted to bring that up is because, again, something we never considered is that both of our debit cards, and when we first traveled, we only used debit cards, but both of them had foreign transaction fees. And I believe with credit cards, it's a percentage. And I believe with most banks, with most debit cards, it's a percentage as well.
Okay.
Usually like 3% of your purchase is a fee.
That's insane.
Right? And I'm like, the amount of times we've small things, $100 on groceries because you want groceries for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, a couple hundred dollars on a booking or Airbnb because it's like, even if we did like, I think it was a one time too, we went Airbnb.com, American page, American website, the whole nine yards, went through, and they still gave us a foreign transaction fee because they're like, well, the IP address is registered through Italy, so you're in Italy. So, and I'm like, but I went through the American website. And it was something like, and I was like, so we put like 2 months in advance, it was like $600-$700 on, it was just like, oh, great, now I have a 3% fee.
Yeah, which is insane. Which is even crazier when you think about how, if you're someone who's comfortable using a credit card, some credit cards give you 3% cash back.
Yeah.
Cash back, air quotes. But they give you 3% back on your purchases sometimes. So in the opposite direction, some banks charge you 3% on just existing, just the buying groceries outside of your home country.
Well, I think, and that's a perfect example. We just, and again, we'll talk about that more in the credit card episode, but we just got tickets back to the States, and it's never just the one, you know, you're looking at plane tickets. It's never just the one plane ticket. It's, well, we need to get there. We need to get there. We got to go visit that person. We need the train to get to the, you know, it's just all of a sudden it starts piling up, and it goes from a, well, we found an $800 ticket. And you're like, yeah, but the whole trip's going to be $2,000 because you're also going to need a bunch of other tickets and a hotel room because it's an early flight in the whole nine yards. And it's that perfect example of $2,000 with like 3% cash back is not like, I mean, not retiring on that money. Yeah. It's $60, I think, if I'm doing my math right. And trust me, I might not be doing my math right. I did not do very well in school.
Again, not financial advisors.
Yeah, for many
not
reasons.
Not mathematicians.
We're both artists by trade. So we didn't do too well in the old math department. No, but I think I'm doing my math right, yeah. It's 3%.
Don't ask me.
Okay, so I think let's just say 60. If my father's listening, he's disappointedly shaking his head if I'm wrong, and he's excited and fist pumping if I'm right. So it's like you basically are charged an extra 60 with some of these cards, or you get an extra $60 back. And again, it's not like, you know, the $60 isn't a huge amount of money, but in the sense of, well, I guess especially for the States, because I'm thinking like, here, it's a huge amount of money, $60.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in southern Italy, it's well, we pay $100 a week in rent. So it's almost a week of rent for us or, you know, whatever, a week of groceries.
Mm-hmm. Or one really nice meal.
One really nice meal. Yeah, no, exactly. It's, there's a local place, it's $30 a person, doesn't matter what you get. And it's phenomenal food. And I'm like, that is what it could have been at 3% back versus, again, something, one of these debit cards or credit cards that hit you with these foreign transaction fees and take the extra 60.
Right, where you're just paying for nothing.
Yeah, and I think at the end of the year, I mean, we just didn't really think it through, I think, because we're like, 3%, that's not that bad. You know, it'll be fine. We'll just use it. And I think it was one of those things, it was during COVID, I believe, which is all to say we didn't leave Italy during that year. So we were like, no, we're not going to do anything big, no big expenses. And I mean, it's Italy. So, you know, we spend $10,000 a year between two people. And that's like, we splurged on some things. But no, I mean, it was just one of those things. At the end of a year, we spent $9,000 or $10,000. And we're like, oh, wow, that 3% is looking a lot bigger now all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. We had it all up. Absolutely.
So that is just something to keep in mind. And the same way, as you're about to say, imagine for debit cards.
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple of the debit cards that we know of, which have no foreign transaction fees are, again, Charles Schwab. They're high yield investor checking. And I think you said this earlier, if you do get a Charles Schwab account, you have to open a brokerage account and then a checking account. You don't have to use that brokerage investing account. You do not have to invest in any stocks or anything. It can just sit there empty.
And if I may, I was going to like just very quickly add, we're not just saying this, like, don't worry, you don't have to use it. Like, genuinely on their website, they tell you, you are under no obligation to actually use because we triple, quadruple, quintuple checked this, and we called. And like when we set this up to be like, are
we
you
definitely
sure
thought we were going to be forced into buying like, some shady stocks.
Like, what is this? No. And they were very much like, no, you don't have to use it. It's not at all what it's for. It's just, I guess the way it's hooked up, the way it's linked together is like, I don't know if it's just, I imagine it makes the company look better that like, you know, they have X amount of people who are now investing, but I was just assuming like some weird thing on the back end where like, they're linked. Some programmer 20 years ago did it. And now, you know, quit and doesn't want to undo it for us and we can't be bothered. Could be one of the two, I guess.
But in any case, you do not have to use it. And I certainly do not suggest you using it if you don't have extra money that you just want to throw away, because that's what stock trading is.
We're not speaking from experience, y'all. Don't worry.
No, but like if you don't understand stocks, if you don't have a bunch of extra money, 100% I do not suggest that you put money into stock. Trading.
Definitely not. No. This was just more of like, you need the account and
for its benefits. You leave it there empty.
And I think on that note, and then you're going to go to the next one is there will be, they are two separate accounts. So they have their own routing number. They have their own account numbers. And I found that out again the hard way, I think, because I think the first time we got it, I was working at the grocery store and they were doing my direct deposit into the brokerage account. And they're like, are you sure? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just going to be investing all the money I make from here. Isn't that how jobs work? So that is something to keep in mind is there are two different account numbers, two different routing numbers, and to know to make sure you're using the right one. So are there any other non-foreign transaction
fees? Yeah, so the other one I have on my list is Capital One 360 checking. But just a note, they do not reimburse ATM fees.
That's right.
But they have no foreign transaction fee. So, you know, a little good, a little bad.
That's not bad then. Okay. So it's I think too, because I know a lot of people would trust something like Capital One a little more because there are, well, I don't know. I'm like, I've only ever seen a Capital One bank in New York City, I realize. I don't know.
Do they have banks?
They do. Yeah. Oh. They have a couple banks.
Interesting.
So I don't know. But again, it's that kind of Charles Schwab thing where they have very few places where you can go in and access your money. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of locations that are only like investment locations. They have very few that are, I don't know what you'd call it, like just regular.
Just banking locations?
Yeah, banking, regular banking locations.
Yeah, like checking locations.
Yeah, exactly. So that's something to just keep in mind if you're looking.
Which has never been a problem for us. I mean, obviously, we're really on the Charles Schwab bandwagon. And anytime we've ever had a problem, we call and the people are super, super nice. But I know a lot of my family are a little more old school and feel very uncomfortable doing any banking over the phone or online, so they really need their local branch. So which is completely fair. It's just a different way of managing your money.
I think that's something, and I do believe, just for what it's worth, I do believe there are other bank accounts, and I'm trying to look now, which is why I sound like I'm distracted. I'm not very good at this acting thing. There are other bank accounts, I believe, that do offer no foreign transaction fees. But again, I think it's like the Capital One 360 checking account where it might have no foreign transaction fees, but there's something else lacking from whether it's ATM reimbursement or no, you know, it's not free use. Of course, if you're looking into this, we really, really urge you to do as much research as possible and not just on sites like NerdWallet and Forbes and PointsGuy and things like that where I'm going to say they're all affiliate websites because they are all of these are affiliate websites. Like they obviously, they want you to sign up through them to make money. We also want you to sign up through us so we can make money.
But also no hard feelings if you don't.
Exactly. But also genuinely, most of this is just is to basically inform people who might not have known. Like you and I did not know we went traveling. Again, my uncle, I think I mentioned in the last episode, been traveling for 30 years, 40 years. I have no idea how old he is. I don't want to say 40 years. And he's like, what are you talking about? But no, and he had no idea that there were like checking accounts that don't have foreign transaction fees, that do reimburse you, that don't have ATM fees, that you didn't have to pull out 500, 700, 800 euros in cash at once. And it was just sort of this way of living that I'm like, oh, it's become so normal for us to not even think about like how to navigate the finances, right. I guess, of being abroad. It's just, it becomes so simple. And I think there's other, I mean, even what used to be called TransferWise, now it's just Wise. But even with sending money, like Western Union is another example of sending money. But like even these sort of, I don't know, I mean, we've paid rent. So that's why I bring up TransferWise, because it is a great way to sort of send your landlord some money that you need if you're not going to pay them in cash, which most people do pay in cash. But no, it's just one of those things that's like, we've now learned so much about how to be in Europe. And I realized this isn't just advice for when you're here for years at a time. This is great advice for, I'm coming for a week and I don't want to walk around with 600 euros in my pocket.
Absolutely. It's a great way to save money that we had no idea about until the last few years. And then we started taking it for granted until we saw people who didn't happen to know the bits of information that we did. So now we're just really excited to share, to save money.
Yeah, no, I think that's a perfect way of putting it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the last thing, our last tip, is not accepting the conversion rate when you're using an ATM. So to explain that better, whenever you use an ATM when you're traveling, part of the questions that they're going to ask you is, do you want to accept this bank's conversion rate or decline it? And when you press decline, I know it's a scary looking button, but if you press decline, it will revert to whatever your home bank's conversion rate is. And that is always going to be better. Well, almost always going to be better than that ATM's conversion rate.
Yeah, because the ATM is just trying to make a couple extra dollars. So they will give you like, they always tell us too, it's like Blue Global or Blue Star Global or something. It's like
trying to make you think that like they're the best, the best conversion rate.
And they tell you what it is. They're like, you know, it's, and it might be a great conversion rate, genuinely. It might be amazing. It's just, it always says like the amount you want, the conversion rate, our fee, and then it gives you the thing. And I think it's their fee for converting it. But if you decline it, there's no fee for converting it. And your bank reverts, and your bank is almost always going to give you, as you mentioned, a better option, a better offer, because they want to keep you as a customer.
Mm-hmm. I think you said earlier to me that there was like one time that you noticed that the ATM had a better rate than our bank.
Which blew my mind.
Yeah, but it's just, it's your bank's going to have a better conversion rate.
And that's on everything. I mean, on the off chance you're like buying stuff like on Amazon or anywhere online in Europe especially. And I say Amazon because Amazon will ask you, do you want to pay? Like, we notice this card is American. And do you want to pay in dollars? Do you pay in euros? And they'll give you the, you know, which rate. And they'll give you their own rate for dollars, not your card's rate. So it's always better to click euros and let your card worry about the...
Yeah, let your bank do the conversion.
Yeah. And this is honestly even better when it comes to credit cards. I've found that our credit card has a slightly better conversion rate than our debit card. And I think it's just, again...
Oh, I hadn't noticed that.
I think it has to do with the credit card. It's like, oh, that's our money. We're not going to be giving that away. Mm-hmm. And it might not be true. It might just be sort of my mind or like, again... The conversion rate's quite fluid. I mean, it does hover obviously within a couple of cents throughout the day, but like taking out 40 euros in the morning and 40 euros in the evening might not be the same amount in dollars, essentially. So it's something to keep in mind. Like, if you notice, I mean, that's something we did. If we like, as soon as you notice it's a good rate, just
take out some cash. ATM.
Yeah, exactly. And get as much as you can. So I think that's everything for this episode.
I think so.
And then very quickly, just to kind of do a little quick recap, what you're looking for when it comes to like financial traveling and getting prepared, is, especially when it comes to debit cards and checking accounts, is just simply a card that will not charge you a foreign transaction fee, one that will reimburse you for all ATM fees, and one that will not charge you any additional ATM fees.
Mm-hmm.
As well as when it comes to ATMs, declining their conversion. And I think that's everything. I'm just like, I want to just basically give the easy spark notes.
Yeah,
of like,
that's good.
Here's the takeaway. And of course, in the description are some links to the credit cards we like. We'll be talking about more of those more in depth next episode. I think that's it.
I think that's it for this episode. Yeah.
It sounds like we're off script because we very much have never been on script because I realized we just sort of like, anyway, we're
I
like, done talking.
I have my notes.
You have notes. Yeah. But I'm like, we don't type up.
I flounder script. Without notes.
I know. We gotta do, we could do scripts next time. But
I can't act though, so that would just make me nervous.
Yeah, like very wooden speaking. And thank you so much for listening. Goodbye and good night. Something like that?
Something like that. Yeah. So next episode, I think, is what we're gonna do now.
Credit cards and point programs. reward programs.
There you go.
Thank you so much for listening, everyone.
Mm-hmm.